Be still and know. We have never had so many reform associations and societies as we have today, and we've never had so many laws. Each year, the legislative bodies of the federal government, the states, and the municipalities of the country enact thousands of laws. If reform movements and legislative enactments could save a nation, America ought to be a paradise. On the contrary, with all our multiplied reform movements and civil statutes, evil and wrongdoing have increased, and we have much moral disorder and confusion. As columnist John R. Gunn writes, it is therefore evident that our most imperative need is not more laws and reform, but a revival of moral values. Many years ago, an English statesman visited Wales and was surprised to find a town in which there was not a saloon nor a disorderly house. He records the answer given him when he asked a citizen why such blessed conditions existed. The reply was, "A man named John Wesley preached here more than 100 years ago, and the town has been clean ever since." Perhaps Wesley said nothing about saloons or disorderly houses, but he called the people to repentance toward God and led them to accept Christ as their Savior and Lord. Thereby, their lives were renewed and their morals purified. Consequently, their town was purged of all sorts of evils and became a clean community. It is well enough to promote reforms and enact laws that are good, but if we want to make America a clean nation, we must get back to God and religion. Let the churches concentrate upon prayer and effort toward a great spiritual revival. Let the people find their way back to God. Then our laws and reform movements will be more effective. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from the Psalms. Wilt thou not revive us again?